fellow Freedom fans. David Allen Carmichael, this is a busy guest day today. We had our first segment where I got to just monologue and blah, 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 blah. But now I've got William Collins. William Collins. William Collins, I have not met yet. This will be my first introduction. In fact, it's going to be might be your first introduction. William Collins is one of the people that is running for office in the 8th Congressional District. Danger, danger, red alert. There's somebody running against Mr. Grayson in the 8th District. There's several people running against listed to run against Mr. Grayson for the 8th District for the 2010 election. So, William Collins, thank you for being here today. And what I'd like you to do is just, could you tell us what your background, what you do, and why you're running, what your particular motive is?
Well, I've been running for just to prove that you can't just buy an election.
So, could you explain that?
Well, when Alan Grayson ran back in 08, he spent almost $2 million to prove a point that Rick Keller was not District 8's man. And he ran and basically ran with the coattails of the president, with Obama being elected, and no one really challenged him. Rick Keller was a weak candidate, and I want to prove that the youth of America, because I am a younger American, will be able to prove that we're tired of having the left spend more money than we can even physically pay for. My generation is now will be billed, and we're in massive debt for things that we never were able to even sign off on. And college students are now going to be facing next year the threat of health care plans that they may not want, but will be billed for in upwards of $4,000. And I just find that that's wrong on multiple levels, religious levels, and that you go at someone just because they're not paying attention to the whole political stream and spectrum. And you have people that get their information in little tidbits and little tabloids from the late-night talk shows and don't really pay attention. So I'm running to prove that the younger Americans can actually do change America.
Well, I had a phone call, I think it was yesterday, from a guy who was 45 years old, and is it too late? What can we do? Well, William Collins, thank you for that refreshing statement that I said the other day, and since you probably haven't heard my show, you didn't know about it, so it's a surprise to you, is I say that we're kind of watching the in-flight entertainment while our plane is in a nosedive, and so that kind of goes right along with what you described. The other thing that that I said the other day is I thought, you know what, maybe we're going to later entertain the idea of celebrating the socialist revolution of November 2008. And that's sort of what you described going on. And I thought, well, you know what? This is just kind of a brainstorm. It may need to have a counter-revolution. And I don't know. This is my personal perspective. I don't think those who have been enjoying the in-flight entertainment for the last couple of decades are up to the task. I don't think they've been paying attention to detail. How are you going to get your particular message across to your to the constituents, to the voters? How are you going to do it?
Well, I'm mainly focusing on younger Americans, that lost group of voters that once they turn 18, they're good for one vote, and they don't bother to show up again until they're around their late 30s, early 40s. And that's my main focus. And my goal is to tap into that voter base that really never shows up to vote because I am one of those Americans.
Okay. Well, looking at the demographics of your district are a little bit different than the demographics of the district where the radio tower is. But I would say you could probably get about 104,000 voting age people. You're going to have a significant – what's really strange about this – is there's a significant amount of retiree people. They're really ticked off right now at what's going on. And then you've got a group of college-age folks, like you described, that are really ticked off. And they are actually a significant part of the voter base in your area. So I think, had you considered talking to the older crowd? I mean, I think those are the guys that will, I think, go to bat at the polls based on what they are a little bit in fear of. I have so many people, literally 60s, 70s, 80s, walking up to me and saying that they are scared because of what they see. Have you thought about that crowd at all?
I have thought about that crowd. And right now, the Republican candidates, there's a wide variety of individuals running, and everybody's going to have their particular niche group. I want to aim for the younger ones just to make them get more involved. The older Americans, I do on occasion talk. I'm going to be having a meet and greet in Lake County next month with the Lake County Republican Executive Committee, and it'll be in Howie in the Hills, Florida, on November 6th at 7 o'clock, which is a Friday, I believe, and it's just going to be a basic meet and greet of candidates, and that demographic in that area is on the older age spectrum, above 40 crowd, and that will be my first introduction to the older age base, because right as of now, I have been concentrating on the college-level students over at UCF, which many of the students that do attend University of Central Florida are in the district. I've also focused heavily on the community college crowds, trying to get voter awareness out and doing registration campaigns.
Hey, William, we're going to take a call real quick, okay? Hey, thank you for calling the Freedom 104.3 FM. Do you have a question or comment for William Collins?
Does your politician believe that the Constitution of the everything, including the Bible?
Okay, you might be on a cell phone. You're kind of cutting out. Could you rephrase your question? Just restate it again.
Does your politician believe that the Constitution of the United States supersedes every other written document, including the Bible?
Okay, we're gonna. I'm gonna keep you on the line if you could, because that's a hot potato. What do you say to that, William Collins?
I believe the Constitution does not supersede the Bible. I believe that the Constitution was written with the religious documents in mind. We are a God-fearing nation with Judeo-Christian ideals and principles. And I believe
I understand that's your opinion, but I'm saying.
Hey, wait. Caller, don't interrupt. We're going to hear the answer. Go ahead, William.
I believe I was answering the question.
No, you're doing good.
Asking if the Constitution supersedes the Bible. And
the yes or no answer. I know you're a politician, but.
Hey, we're going to watch that. Hey, caller, you're going to behave or you're going to go away. Okay, William, I'm going to facilitate this. We're gonna love William and let you finish your statement. So you were saying that the Bible is not superseded by the Constitution, but the Constitution is there essentially with religious documents in mind. That's essentially where you were. Were you going to say something else?
No, that actually sums it up very well, that we do have separation of church and state, but we do have idealistic principles that fulfill the Constitution's requirement of separation of church and state.
Okay, caller, go ahead and follow up with either follow-on question or comment.
I don't think there's a separation of church and state. That term was misused by the left. The other thing is people should be compelled, or there should be legislation passed to compel people to have guns in their homes.
Ooh, that's a good hot potato. Hey, caller, thank you for the call. I'm going to open it up for other callers.
Right, thanks.
Okay. Hey, go ahead, William. So do you think that the power of the sword should be used to compel people to have guns? You there with me? Are you there, William?
I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, can you repeat?
The question was, essentially, he posed, should the power, the governmental power, is it legitimate to use or should it be used to compel people to have a gun? I guess, and then what would be the basis of your answer?
To have a gun, it's everyone's choice to own a weapon. allows us to bear arms. And I guess to sum up the question, the government has no right to take away the right to bear arms. I guess that answers the question.
Well, I think what happens is, and how old are you, William? You're a youngster.
I am a youngster.
Okay.
Just turned 25, so
okay.
I am just now able to run for congressional office.
Okay, so the instruction book says that you qualify. And I would say, you know, I'm the more seasoned guy, and I've read things with regard to what the caller was asking. There is a provision in law, a requirement. In fact, if you read the recent Second Amendment cases, Heller versus District of Columbia, it talked about, and it was in the appeals court, they mentioned it, the district court, appeals court, and eventually the Supreme Court. It talked about in some states actually having the obligation to be a part of the militia. And so that everybody at the time, the founding of the nation with regard to the Second Amendment, people were obligated to be a part of the militia. So they needed to have a weapon that was militia qualified. And so that's really the background of that. And obviously you're 25. You're not necessarily a political science major or something like that. A lot of this stuff I've just forced myself to learn in the last 12, 15 years. So I'm a little bit ahead of you on that. What is do you have a college background, or what's your educational background? What's been your major focus? Have you been involved in political science or things like that?
I am actually a business major, and my political focus is that I have had political experience through.
Okay, you're dropping out. We've got bad weather, by the way, folks.
What was that?
Yeah, you dropped out on your answer, William Collins. Just let our folks know what you're listening to. I'm interviewing William Collins. He's a 25-year-old man who's registered with the Florida elections as being somebody who's running against the current incumbent, Alan Grayson, who William Collins says basically got sucked up in the vortex of the socialist revolution of November 2008. And the reason in fact, by the way, I'm looking at the weather map, you got the orange color stuff right over your head. So that's why William Collins is probably breaking up on us. You got a lot of maybe noise even in the phone lines. So we're going to ask him some questions about what his viewpoint is. So I like the question that our caller, by the way, William, that our caller posed to you, because it was deep. Because you're kind of, it seems, as a candidate, you're venturing into a more classical American worldview, even a biblical worldview. And, folks, I didn't know anything about William Collins because he was just listed. And I emailed people who are running for office in the 8th District. I emailed all of them that had their email listed on the government electoral website. If they didn't have it listed there, if they had a phone number listed, I gave a call. If they didn't have either, I left them alone. I read to you earlier the invitation that I've posed to Alan Grayson to have an interview, and I'm looking forward to Alan Grayson. And still stick with me if you can, William. Are you ready to stick with me for another segment?
Absolutely.
Great. I just want to kind of close out this segment with letting folks know that same caller, if you would call back when we get Alan Grayson, I want to see some more questions like that. And, folks, our phone lines are going to be open to 888-850-1872. Of course, we're going to share the wealth a little bit, and I appreciate the caller calling before. Of course, you're going to have to be polite on my show. See, I'm a Christian extremist. I love my neighbor as myself, even to the point of being obnoxiously polite. That's really my goal here. And if you're going to play on my radio show, you got to conform to my Christian extremist norm. All right? Just call me Christian extremist norm. That's C-E-N, Charlie Echo November. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with this show, and we're going to tune in at faithfreedoms.org online and give us a call at 888-850-1872 on the Freedom 104.3 FM.